T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Got Stunt Steve producing today as Marcos is on vacation. He's at the Grand Canyon, or on his way to the Grand Canyon. He's en route. He's going there. He's going to Vegas.
Who flies? I thought you drive, dude.
To the Grand... Nah, you mean like, is it like a top road trip destination? Like, feels like something that like you would do with Clark Griswold?
Yeah, like you stop on the way there.
Yeah, like go and see a bunch of tourist traps.
Yeah.
What is like, have you ever, what's like the craziest tourist trap you've ever stopped by on a road trip? Have you ever done any of that? Or is that white people stuff?
Yeah, that's white people stuff.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get to where I'm going.
Like, so you mean when I'm on my way to Disneyland and I say, ooh, Gatorland.
Especially yeah. Gatorland.
Although, do you know who was at Gatorland when I was at Gatorland? Carmelo Anthony. Big upset.
Great.
What?
Well, no, there's a lot of people that come in. Like, I understand people going on the little the airboats, right? That's a whole different
thing. Yeah, the airboats is fun. But Gatorland isn't airboats. Gatorland is just a zoo of only alligators and crocodiles.
Yeah, that sounds
great. And some possums.
Keep in mind, I grew up around crocodiles, so why would I, you know?
Oh, you know, so you're just not impressed?
Like, yeah, it's like, what is it?
I don't know. Sometimes they have really big ones, and they have the great jumping alligator show at Gatorland, and that is where they hold a big whole chicken off of a pole, and the gator jumps and gets it. Oh, it's a great show.
It's like that Gatorland from Joe Dirt. You ever seen Joe Dirt?
Yeah, of course. Rocco! Or what I think that's what the gator's name. He gets his head stuck in it. Yeah. I've gone to the Everglades one, too, where they do the Gator Boys show. That's fun, too. I love alligators, man. They're awesome.
Yeah, see, it's amazing. You live in Florida and you've taken those trips.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I do them all the time.
It's the least surprising thing.
I love anything in nature around here. Like, I want to go to, there's a kangaroo farm I want to go to. Remember when that kangaroo got loose in Fort Lauderdale? Oh, I was jealous that day. I wish I was the guy who got to see that kangaroo. You know, that would be like my dream. Like, if one day I could be in an interaction with just a very exotic animal, right? Preferably one that couldn't kill me. But if it could be like, you know, like an emu or a kangaroo or something like that, if it just happened to cross past me, that would be my day. I mean, like, that would make my day. I would love that. Any kind of marsupial, a wombat. Oh, Leroy, how cool would it be if I came home and in my backyard there was a wombat? I would love that. Or if I was just going to like Chipotle and then all of a sudden, oh, look, it's a bush baby.
What's wrong with you?
He's giving us two very odd dreams. Being with a kangaroo and stealing Michael Jordan's jersey from the FTX arena.
Yep.
Yeah, don't worry. It only gets worse.
What do you mean?
It don't get better.
What do you mean?
Your messed up ideas.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know, man. I really, really would like to. I just would like to cross paths. Like, you know, I've gotten to have the interactions, my stare downs with the iguana. I've kind of scratched that itch, if you will. You know, it's kind of old hat.
Yeah,
for
you're
me.
Kind of like a pro at this point.
It's kind of old hat for me. But I don't know. I don't know.
Why don't you catch one of those big orange ones?
Would you talk to the kangaroo in an Australian accent?
Let's get to let's get to headlines.
This is The Ticket. WAXY South Miami, WSFS HD2 Miramar, with Tobin and Leroy, The Zaslow Show, and Hawk and Crowder.
The headlines are brought to you by the Ryan Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. Some headlines as you have Thursday night football tonight. The Carolina Panthers are in Houston to take on the Texans. Carolina is an 8-point road favorite. 8:20 kickoff tonight.
Wow.
Yep.
I got to tell you.
Too rich for your blood?
I'd take Houston. I just don't think, are we putting Carolina in that class? They could beat somebody by a touchdown?
Seems strong, right? What's the let's check out the mileage. All right, let's go bank.
500-mile rule?
Yeah, we got to check out 500-mile.
Yeah, it's 500 miles.
Yeah, but it's also Davis Mills.
I don't care, dude. That's like, you think Carolina's 8 points better than anybody?
Dude, it's 1,000 miles. It's 1,000 miles. I don't know.
Again.
I think I'm taking the Texans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm taking Texans. Davis Mills. Maybe Driscoll.
If Davis Mills came into the facility and slapped you in the face, you would have no idea who it was.
Nope. I don't even know. Is Davis Mills white? I don't know what he looks
like. You know what's messed up? I was getting ready to say that. I don't even know if we know if he's white.
I don't.
He is.
He is? Oh, okay.
Where'd he go to school?
Stanford, if I'm correct.
Really? Stanford?
So you have
smart? Yeah, but he's gonna be safe with the football?
He's a rookie, right? So he didn't play with McCaffrey.
He's gonna be safe with the football? Oh, yeah.
How do you know? Maybe he's a gunslinger. Reed Sinnett was a gunslinger when he played in that final preseason game. Anybody want to kind of see what Reed Sinnett has more than Jacoby Brissett? Am I alone in this?
Yes.
I kind of want to see what he's got.
You are.
Nah, I'm good.
See, that's why coaches like you don't last long.
Why?
Let's see what he's got.
Hold on. Reed Sinnett came in. He was slinging that pill, son. You don't want to see what he's got?
In order for him to play with the same guys, you're going to have a practice squad league.
But he's only practice squad because he's younger. That's it. Like, Jacoby Brissett, all he has on him is experience. And by the way,
it's kind of important, isn't it?
Nah, dude. Yes. Listen.
Pay no mind to him, Steven.
Leroy mentioned these numbers earlier. I sent this tweet yesterday, and it was from Marcel-Louis Jacques, who covers the Dolphins for ESPN now. And it said, Jacoby Brissett, 11-19 in 30 starts over the last five seasons. He is among the worst QBR and yards per attempt in that time, and is the only QB with at least 25 starts completing under 60% of his passes. Brissett's average time to throw the last five seasons is 2.9 seconds, the fifth longest in the NFL. It's led him to be pressured in 34% of his dropbacks and the sixth highest rate in the NFL since 2017. He's no good. I mean, they had that wall line in Indianapolis. Then he played with New England. Not good. Not great, Bob.
Not great.
So let's see what Reed Sinnett's got. Come on. A little sling in that. He had that great game. He had that game ender in Cincy.
I'm not leaving it to chance.
So you just want Jacoby to go out there and game manage.
Yeah.
Game manage.
I mean, knowing our luck, this O-line's going to get Jacoby hurt. So you might actually see Reed.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You might actually get your wish.
I mean, could you imagine being the quarterback and say, hey, I'm getting my opportunity to play, and it's with that old line?
I'm just saying. Come on, man.
Nope.
All right. Fair enough. Here's a little.
I don't want to see it.
You the
coach that get people fired.
The reason we have this is because Brian Flores yesterday revealing that Tua Tagovailoa, he's got fractured ribs.
All right, so I just kind of open with Tua. So, you know, I said on Monday that we're gonna run some more tests. We ran those tests. Tua he'll be out this week. He has fractured ribs, so obviously he's in a lot of pain. So he'll be out this week. Jacoby will start. And we're just going to take it week to week, really, you know, let's call it day to day and week to week. But he'll be out this week. Just kind of want to, you know, put that out there right now. Look, he this is a tough kid. He wants to play. He's actually trying to play. And we're just going to, you know, save him from himself a little bit on this and, you know, hold him out this week and then take it week to week from there.
Yeah, he wants to play. Unfortunately, we have a couple of turnstiles out there, and I don't want to get him impaled. So Yannick Ngakoue, he might – you know, throw him into the stands.
Man, he was blocking like Yannick Noah.
Here's Jesse Davis, everybody's favorite this week. You think like he would, like, you think Jesse?
I mean, kudos to him. He did stand up there and answer the question.
He faced the music. Faced the music. I mean, props. I mean,
I guess.
I mean, I'd rather him not even have a press conference. I'd rather him just, you know.
Right. Would we all rather there never to have to be a discussion to an offensive lineman because it's usually never good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, nobody ever interviews the offensive lineman that had three pancakes.
I don't know what Jake Long sounds like. I don't remember.
Injured.
Well, he started off like a beast, though.
Yep. No, I know what he sounded like. He went to Michigan. Of course. I've had conversations with him.
Do you know who's a captain for the Raiders this week, speaking of O-line?
I know.
Who?
Go ahead, tell him.
It's Richie.
Richie Incognito.
Hold on.
Oh, man, he didn't know for sure.
I love how I just dropped the Richie, and he was just like, huh? And then you dropped the Incognito. Oh, my God.
He's still playing football?
He's
a captain.
He's a captain.
Isn't he the guy that smashed his own car?
With a baseball bat.
Out of anger?
Yeah, with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about that one.
Yeah. A long time ago.
Was that with us or was that after?
Okay.
Us?
It was after.
Okay.
It was after. Okay. I don't remember if that was before Jonathan Martin threatened him with a shotgun on Instagram. I don't remember which one was which. Yeah,
man,
he's a captain on the Raiders.
It's weird because some thought that at some point he would have to be Baker acted. And he went from that to,
yeah, he's
now, I will say this,
he's 38.
Is he? Wow.
Yeah, he's 38.
One of the things I will always say about Richie Incognito is what you hear and what the players say is totally different, because most of the players liked him.
Yep.
Nobody ever, you know, came out and said Richie went too far. So from that standpoint, well, I'm always going to be like,
except for the guy who went AWOL.
Well, yeah.
Well,
as we found out later on, that also had some demons in the closet.
Yep.
So.
Anyway.
You know, but still. Well, like, wow.
We definitely got a plenty of Richie Incognito content over the years. But anyway, here's Jesse Davis. Saying that the coaches, they had a good scheme. We just didn't execute on Sunday.
We? When you mean we, you mean who? You?
I don't know. I think, you know, our scheme was good. I just don't think we executed. You know, that's the only reason. I think these coaches do a really good job of putting a plan in place for us, and it's our job to execute. I mean, that's, you know, how the trade's off. So, you know, it's up to us.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Huh.
You don't say.
Huh.
You don't say, huh, is right.
Here's a little bit more from him. He says, obviously it wasn't a good outing.
Yeah, you know, it obviously wasn't a good outing. You know, we all kind of preach the same thing, you know, one play at a time, let's get better. You know, let's make the corrections, let's watch the film, and let's fix our technique issues. But everybody's, you know, has their issues, and let's fix them.
I disagree.
Oh, man.
Everybody don't have those issues.
Well, I mean, Austin Jackson has some of those issues, too. He stinks, too.
Dude, it's brutal. But kudos to him for, you know, being accountable.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want him to be accountable. We want him to be better.
Yeah. I would like him to never answer questions again.
Now, are you willing to give him a pass? Because we've never seen it like this. Or has it just not been this noticeable?
No, I'm not willing to give him a pass. Tua Tagovailoa's ribs is broke.
No, I don't mean a pass. I mean, I don't mean a pass in, you know, like that. I mean a pass in, okay, he just had a bad week.
I don't know, dude. People send us video from the Cardinals game last year, and they've been like, Jesse Davis has been trying to get Tua Tagovailoa killed. It's just been at different positions. How did they go into this year? They're like, you know what? I think we could really unlock Jesse Davis if we have him to protect Tua's blind side. Huh?
I don't know, dude. All I know is that he was terrible. I hope he can turn it around, because guess what? They need him to. They absolutely need him to, because they don't have a whole bunch of options. We thought that, and I thought that they were going to have options. Clearly, they didn't.
Nope. No, they didn't. But damage is done, my friend. I mean,
yep.
What are you going to, you know, I feel bad, do better. Tua's got broken ribs.
Damage is done, my friend.
Or fractured. I don't know, I mean, what's the distinction there? One's snapped, one's cracked?
Yep. Broken ribs are broken. Cracked ribs are cracked.
Yeesh. Poor Tua.
Now, it's easier for, you know, you to get that. It's easier for them to heal when they crack, because you don't have to worry about them not coming back together evenly. They're already still attached.
Do you think that like they should send Tua like an edible arrangement, the O-line, like something that just like makes them feel a little bit better? You know, like really, you know, when the quarterback, you know, when he gets a bonus or he hits, he gets them, you know, watches or Yeti coolers or something like that.
He should send to his game check. That's what he should just do. Pay to the order of Tua Tagovailoa. That's what he should do, if you really want to know. But in all fairness, look, everybody has those days where you get somebody hurt, you know, it's not intentional, but he's been doing this for a while now. Time to get going.
We'll take a quick
break. The team doesn't seem to be as worried as I am.
I'm with you, man. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket, streaming live on Twitch. You guys follow us there at 790 The Ticket. If you're on your web browser, twitch.tv/790TheTicket. Texter writes in. You can text us at 786-360-0790. Those texts are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. He texts in, Leroy, funny how Leroy is down on Jalen after two games, but wants to give Tua a chance after 10. Hypocrites.
No, that's not true. Because the things that I have a problem with or his inability to even get on the field, which has nothing to do with, look, there's a couple of things. You can be really, 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 really good at something, and we'll overlook the fact that you don't know what you're doing. Or you can know what you're doing and always be where you're supposed to be, and we overlook your talent. Jalen Phillips has done neither. That's what I have a problem with.
Right. Like, it's different to
it's
have.
It's not a matter of me giving him a chance.
Right. It's different to be rats off a ship on Jalen Waddle, for example, who's actually out on the field. Okay. He had some mistakes, muffed a punt, had a couple drops, but he's out there. They're clearly feeding him the ball a lot. It's different to critique that than, wow, he's not even active. Like, it'd be like the same thing with Noah Igbinoghi. Like, Noah's not even on the Noah's not even active.
Think about this. A first round pick inactive. Look, not for nothing. If you get drafted in the first round, you are not a project.
Not supposed to be.
We are not trying stuff with you.
Right.
You should be able to play in some capacity.
I agree.
And make an impact.
Another text writes in, Finns need Cam Newton. That's not happening, bro. I don't think so.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Because then you're going to be mad about all the picks that he's throwing. Take my word for it.
You're just putting the fair warning out right now. Yeah,
fair warning.
I think it's one of those things like when you just can't get on the field.
Right, that's what I'm upset about. It has nothing to do with his ability, okay? But then maybe it does, because guess what? How much ability do you have if you're a first round pick and you can't get on the field? A first round pick, not a sixth round pick, not even a third or fourth round pick. A first round pick that comes onto a team, everybody says, oh, dude is a beast. Built like Adonis and can't even be active or can make no impact whatsoever? No, I'm not questioning. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve a chance, and I'm not saying I would give him plenty. Hell, he's going to get a bunch of chances. My question is he should have at least a play.
Yes.
Something.
He should be out on the field, you would hope.
And when you can't be out there.
When the coach says, I'm going to do what's best for the team, I mean, like, what else needs to be said about what they think about the guy's ability? Now, like, I was hoping, because everybody was raving about what he was in the offseason, but they did with Charles Harris, too. I mean, like, you know, they would show the...
Don't mention that name.
I'm sorry. I had to. But but he was like, that was the guy. They did that with both of them. Deion Jordan, too. Like, they would be like, oh, Deion Jordan, he looks amazing. He was, you know, taking steroids. And then Charles Harris was out working out on the beach, and, oh, he looks amazing. He's going to make this big run. And
you fall for that, too.
Yeah, but normally it's with Duncan Robinson, who looked amazing on the beach, and then he came back and had the greatest shooting season ever.
Tobin loves a good beach workout.
Love a good beach workout, dude. I love a good beach workout.
Beach workouts suck.
And
I feel like Deion Waiters did that.
Never saw him do a beach workout. Nah, but I did see Kyle Lowry working out in the pool, and he looks incredible. Incredible.
You mean the same guy you called a fat point guard?
You mean my guy Low Dog? That's my guy.
Low Dog.
Yeah. That's my guy. Disrespect to spit a real spit in the face. Sports Illustrated ranking him 40th. You know that if he was on the Sixers, that wouldn't be the case.
I know.
Ridiculous. Oh, he's on the Sixers? He's the best point guard in the league. They have both best point guards in the league. Idiots. Stop believing in that team. Schmeath and Schmoller.
I know. It's about time for us to be rats off a ship on Philadelphia. I've been that way.
Yeah.
And I told you why.
Schmeath and Schmoller says, you guys are mad at these disappointing first-round picks when you should be mad at the guy who chose those picks.
Well, we can't do nothing about that now. They're on the team.
Is Greer on the hot seat, though? Because I feel like he's just been missing.
I got to feel like if we have another year like this where it really feels like, you know, Tua was set up to fail, I do think that, yeah, the owner's probably going to look at this and be like, all right, well, you know, and maybe that conversation, because this was an interesting, I saw this tweet a couple days ago from Barry Jackson where he says, hearing most of the anger directed at Greer, keep in mind that Flores is a huge say in personnel and Greer often defers to him. So jointly credit or jointly blame both personnel hits and misses since 2019. Because that's an interesting thing. Like if that is the case where they're in such a joint party, but Flo also has the responsibility of coaching the team. This could be one of those situations where, okay, does Stephen Ross go to the owner, or does he go to the coach, excuse me, and start telling Flores, hey, what's the deal here? And then does Flo, like, say, I need more input? Does he say, I need a new person to have input on? Like, where does, you know, because that, a lot of the times, if that's the case where, okay, there's things where they say there's joint decisions with all this, eventually the big boss is going to go to them and say, hey, what's up here? And right, someone's going to be fighting for their job. We saw that with Tony Sperano and Jeff Ireland. Jeff Ireland and Tony Sperano were tight. I mean, they were tight before Jeff Ireland went on the flight to Jim Harbaugh.
Here's the problem, though. Brian Flores is really good at coaching. He hasn't had the success yet. But if I had to pick one of the guys,
mm-hmm,
Chris Greer got to go, even though he's been around here, what, 20-plus years?
He's been around it forever. Which, listen, if you also put that in congruent with how the Dolphins have been over the last 20 years, maybe some new blood would be nice.
Maybe he's the problem.
And I know he hasn't had, like, the power up until, like, you know, 2017 or something like that.
How long do you give him, though?
I feel like there were expectations this year. You know, at least, you know, year three of that rebuild to see some of the fruits of what you put forth.
They're 1-1.
They are 1-1.
Well, why are we?
But they're 1-1 with their quarterback with their quarterback's sternum broken.
Okay. Still, they're 1-1. Like before I deem this season a failure. And then let me ask you this: what if they do have success? If none of those guys work out.
I think success just kind of pans. I think you just go with the success. So you mean like if none of the first round picks work out, but they still are good?
Okay, I got you.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think for the most part it would just come down to success. I would say probably unless Tua is just like if they get to year three of Tua, by the end of it, and they think yeah, he's just no good. That I think could always throw a wrench into things.
I would give Tua till the end of next year.
Yeah.
3 years because you got to make that decision.
Well, people want a decision now because he's soft at 10 games and they think it's over. Because
he wouldn't go back in.
He wouldn't go in. Nah, no guts. Tannehill would have.
See, but here's the problem. The thing I hate about that whole situation is you don't have to be accountable for your hot take. You can just throw that out there. Oh, Tannehill would have went back in with just some bruised ribs. You don't have to come back. You don't have to come back and say, you know what? My bad. I thought he had bruised ribs.
Yeah, look, good.
They're broken. The facts have changed.
Yeah, good. Tannehill did. He took an ass kicking. I'm not down on that. Tannehill was tough here. Dude had to deal with Columbo. I mean, the OG Jesse Davis.
Oh, yeah. You think every team has the problems that we have?
I don't know, man. I feel like we've been talking about O-line forever. I feel like I can mention so many bum O-linemen.
Right.
Tyson Klebo. I mean, like, just so many bums on that line. And then when they had good lines, they never stayed healthy. You know, they had Pouncey'd get hurt, grandma hips, you know.
Jake Long. Forever hurt.
Got, like, one good year out of Jake Long, and then he got hurt. Albert Wilson, he got one good free agency year out of him. Gas mask Laramie Tunsil.
He got his first-rounders, though.
Juwan Danger's okay.
Yeah, but okay. No Igbinogami and Jalen Phillips.
And Austin Jackson, really. I mean, he's stinking
and
up the
Austin
joint,
Jackson.
Too.
That's what you traded Larry Tunsil for.
Brian McKinney was pretty good. Did you mention him?
Brian McKinney?
Wasn't he?
Was he?
I don't remember. Like you said, they've been bad since I was like five.
Didn't they bring in McKinney and then they had to flip somebody to the other side, I think, for him? Because he only plays left tackle.
Yep.
I can't remember. So many screw-ups, this line, over the years.
Tell you what, now that was a big boy.
Justin Smiley. I'm just throwing out random linemen now that I remember.
You can't be very aggressive with the name Smiley.
And then we had the offensive line coach doing lines.
Whew.
Well, you know, it's tough.
There's those big grains falling.
Oh, yeah, bring that guy back.
He's got a coaching job.
I know. He is coaching again. San Francisco.
You would think. Yeah,
people land on their feet after here, Leroy. You know, Richie Incognito is a captain, and Furster is back coaching O-line in San Francisco.
I would say this. We are more inclined to forgive anybody else other than an actual athlete. Why is that? I'm just curious. Hmm. No, you know.
Just throwing it out there?
Yeah. Like, I'm just curious. Like, you had the big grains falling.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Richie Incognito is back because nobody realized he was back. Right?
He's been back. I mean, he's been back for
a while. I know. But if you tell people the Richie Incognito story, they'll be like, what?
Don't forget about your boy, Robert Kraft.
I mean, but yeah, I don't know.
Just that footage just disappeared like that.
He's going business as usual. Business as usual. Patriots. Keep it moving.
God, what a day that was. That was one of the best days in Dolphins history when he got arrested.
Really?
Oh, yeah. When he got stung.
Rich people don't even get arrested, right? They just show up to jail.
He got arrested in
when
a
you got
strip,
some time.
He got arrested in a Jupiter strip mall. Like a gazillionaire, Leroy.
Patriots!
A gazillionaire.
Oh, maybe he got arrested going, trying to go back in. You know what I'm saying? Like they case the joint. He'll be back.
Oh, man. We'll take a break. Back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. We got the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $10,000 by texting PICKS to 20357. That's PICKS, P-I-C-K-S, to 20357. There's a $10,000 grand prize for the user with the highest score at the end of the regular season, and there's also $1,000 weekly prizes based solely on that week's results. So sign up now, get your picks in before Thursday night football. I got my $25 gift card from corporate. About time after that disrespect from the previous week. I've also been told I was going to get a beer at the Beach Fest that we're doing in December. We'll see.
The Odyssey Beach Festival?
Yeah, the Odyssey Beach Fest where there's free beer. I was told by the Rocket Mortgage guy I'm going to get a couple beers on him. I know you're going to just grab those out of a cooler. Anyway, he seems like a sweet guy after his egregious mess up. I was glad to see this, though. There was some news yesterday that made me pleased. I'm upset that it even got to this point. But next week, there was supposed to be a celebrity boxing match between Riddick Bowe and Lamar Odom, two people who should not be getting punched in the head. But they announced yesterday that Riddick Bowe has been pulled from the fight. There was some training footage that came out of him shadow boxing. You can't be having Riddick Bowe in the ring. And you shouldn't have had Evander Holyfield in the ring. Like, going to that was so disturbing on so many levels. And I know, like, a lot of people have come out, you know, they've said, well, you know, it was really just the fact that I saw, like, this Ryan Kavanaugh who comes out. He runs Triller. He looks like, you know, a frat boy running a boxing promotion. And he's like, well, you know, Evander didn't really get hurt, you know, and if he would have landed that shot that he fell on, you know, Vitor Belfort would still be in the hospital. Except here, Ryan, boxing genius. Here's the thing: he's 60, and so the reason he's not going to land that punch like he would when he was heavyweight champion of the world is because he's almost collecting Social Security. So maybe, I don't know. You should have thought that one through. The other thing is, you know, the whole point of Evander wanting to do that was because you guys said you were going to get him a fight with Mike Tyson, who's also saying, by the way, I ain't fighting him now. He screwed up the money. Everybody knows he stinks now. So now he's not going to fight Evander Holyfield. But even with that being said, the idea of Riddick Bowe, who's not even in the shape that Evander's in. Evander's in tremendous physical shape for a man of his age. It's ridiculous how good he looks with his shirt off, okay?
Make sure you say that part of it.
Riddick Bowe does not look like that. And Riddick Bowe, sweetheart, sounds like he's been through all of the boxing wars. just like Evander does. But Riddick, like always sounds like that. Evander, like, it's sometimes he has good days, sometimes he has off days. Like, when he was getting interviewed at the weigh-in and I was there, Leroy, I was 6 feet from him. I couldn't understand what he was saying because he's had that kind of effect from the fights that he's been in, okay? Riddick always sounds like that. And so the idea that he was going to go in there with Lamar Odom, who you just saw what – this is what the problem is with doing this fight. When Roy Jones and Mike Tyson were doing this, there was a gentleman's agreement among them. Hey, we're not going to go for broke here, okay? Let's just make it look good. When you go and you put a 60-year-old in there with a testosterone-up Vitor Belfort who's 44 years old and is trying to make a name for himself in this celebrity boxing world or this exhibition boxing world, he's going to try and cave Evander Holyfield's head in. And so you may think it's ridiculous, but Lamar Odom, who's not that far removed from being a professional athlete, and certainly is in the type
he's not that far from being almost dead, too.
Fair point. But is still in an age range, Leroy, where he can get some stuff back. You know, he just knocked out that Aaron Carter. Knocked him out. Cold. What happens if Lamar Odom...
Dude,
Lamar Odom doesn't...
You basically knocked out somebody who's the brother... of NSYNC.
I understand.
Or is a Backstreet
I understand.
Boy.
I understand. But you're basically not, you'd be in a fight with an old man who hasn't fought in a very long time. And so, and you know Lamar Odom, he's not going to try and play. He's like, ooh, I can knock out Riddick Bowe. That's a thing. He's not going to take it easy on him. He's not going to play by the rules. It'd be the same way like when, now, listen, some people play these rules like Chad Ochocinco and they get knocked out in the fourth round by a guy who's never boxed before. You know?
Let me just say this.
Knocked down. Sorry.
Sweet feet.
Yeah, you can't be sweet feet and get knocked out. If you're sweet feet, you're avoiding punches, right?
Yeah. If you're sweet feet, you're supposed to be elusive, not run into not run into hooks.
Yeah, not have your booty in the air like Crowder would say.
Everybody was like
the funniest part of that was before the fight. When Crowder said he told Sweet Feet, he said, "Oh, you fighting? Good. I'm gonna wear my pajamas too, so we could go to sleep together."
Yeah. Either way, I'm just happy that the Riddick Bowe thing is dead. I'm glad that they're not doing that fight.
But here's the thing. This is what they do. So they're just scouring the internet. Oh, is he still alive? Let's see if he can fight.
Yeah, but like
that's what they do.
Listen. These promotions need to learn.
They don't care.
But Leroy, not everybody's Mike Tyson. And the thing that made the Mike Tyson thing intriguing from the start was he had a workout video that's like, hey, Tyson still got it. Look at him. Little bit of movement to him. Evander,
I will say this.
Evander and Riddick Bowe do not look like that.
I will say this. Roy Jones did not take that serious.
Oh, no. He didn't work out.
Dude, I feel like during your you know sports career, I mean watching sports, playing sports, whatever you do, there's always gonna be that one guy that you say people don't realize how good he was. For me, that guy is Roy Jones Jr. Right? Like he had nobody to fight. He was running up through folks like in his division. There was nobody to fight.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he became heavyweight champ. And then when he went back down, it was trouble.
Oh, yeah.
That's when the trouble started. Still love him, though. He's the best.
Where's the excuse now, Roy?
He's another one looking for fights. Our boy Tarver. They won't let him
fight. I'm going to call him and see what's up. Because remember, he was supposed to fight.
Well, I think it's because like a lot of places won't license him because I don't think it was something to do with the suspension that he had or whatever. But I don't know how he can.
Oh no, no! Remember, he popped.
No, I think he popped in his last fight, but I don't think he popped for the upcoming fight that he was supposed to do. I don't think he ever didn't serve a suspension or he didn't show up for a hearing or something like that. It's something to do with the athletic commission, but it wasn't like a health thing,
right? No, I know. I'll tell you what.
That guy's
you love every minute of it.
Oh, he's an all-time guest. I love him. Hey, Robbie, I know you're in the chat. How much you love Antonio Tarver? All right, that's
the tap machine.
Oh my
God. He's a tap machine.
He's looking for the dump bun right now.
That's our show for today, everybody. Everybody have a great rest of your day. If you missed any of the show, it'll go up on demand now. Follow us on Twitch at 790 The Ticket. You go back, scroll through today's show, watch all of it if you want. Whatever. Just kick it on up. Had a lot of fun today. We'll be back with our Football Friday tomorrow. Everybody have a great rest of your day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.